The Governmental Affairs Committee, GAC, of the Mitchell County Chamber of Commerce has issued a resolution opposing the building of a new county jail. The resolution states the GAC believes the decision by the county commissioners to go forward with constructing a new jail, the vote was 3-2, was made in good faith by the board and in the best interest of the county. But after an extensive amount of research, including meeting with the chairperson of the Mitchell County Board of Commissioners and with the county manager, the GAC reached the conclusion that while it would be good to have a Mitchell County jail, there are many other needs in the county that should take precedence over this extremely large expenditure. It was also determined that there is a much more economical and logical alternative in our ongoing contractual agreement with Rutherford County. Among the points outlined in the resolution is the chamber's chief concern and interest, the potential strong negative economic impact on small businesses and taxpayers in Mitchell County. The chamber believes the building, operational, and maintenance costs associated with the new jail cannot be supported without a substantial tax increase. The position of the GAC and the chamber board is that the potential tax increase represents too much of a burden to small business owners and the residents of Mitchell County, given the current struggling economy. It also would vastly lessen the county's ability to adequately support many other areas of its responsibilities considered by the GAC and the Chamber Board much more important to the overall well-being of the county. The resolution further states, although the Board of Commissioners has already approved this project, we are not past the point of no return since a construction contract has not yet been awarded. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.